Start your day, the 208. Dine Avram Bookman.
Good morning. The story we're dealing with today deals with a Gvirsha Hasidisha orientated fellow whose daughter went to a Litvish Hashem. And she found a very nice chosen she wanted to marry. He was a Litvish boy, very good boy. So they got married. After a few years in Koilel, the couple wanted to come back and live back at home. And they needed to buy a house. So buy a house, needs to get a mortgage. So the shver said to his son-in-law, okay, I'm willing to lend you £250,000 to buy your house. Interest-free, obviously. But there's one t'nai. I'd like you to take on the meaning of wearing a gartel. Situation power. The question is that allowed? So the shayla, obviously, is one of ribis. We know that you have a malva and a loive. And always when a malva lends money to a loive, he's not allowed to get any benefit back from the loive. Standard case is obviously if the loive, let's say, wants to, let's say, you know, 5% return on his money, that's regular ribis. Even though there is an inherent gain to the loive, he may have an investment that's gaining 10%. It's worthwhile paying 5% to his malva to gain 10%. So that's definitely a problem. Even ribis dvarim is a problem. Ribis dvarim, if the loive is going to say, good morning, good Shabbos, thank you very much for the loan, that's also a problem. There are exceptions, but in general, there is a ribis dvarim. It does not just extend to money, it doesn't just extend to the kanuva extend to dvarim, and it's any gain that the malva gets from the loive would be a ribis problem. So, in this situation here, is there any heter for the either the malva to insist upon this, for the loive to take upon wearing the gartel? Is it worth it anyway? It reminds me of the story, fairing story with the Briska Rav. There was a fellow in Yerushalayim, he was buying new mezuzahs for his dira. And he came with the following shayla to Briska Rav. He said, there's two soifrim I'm looking at, both very similar quality, similar yorei shomayim, you know, the ksav is very similar. And one of them charges $50 from mezuzah, and one charges $60 to the mezuzah. And Yerushalayim at that time is very hard to make a parnasa. People didn't have money. And he wanted to know, should he be spending the extra money or not? So the Briska Rav asked him, well, what's the difference? Like, why is one fellow charging 50, one 60? Like, what's the difference? They're both the same. So he said, well, there's basically not much in it. It happens to be that the fellow is charging $60, he wears an up hat, a rekel, and a gartel. You know, so obviously that allows him to, you know, maybe charge more money. But apart from that, there seems to be no difference whatsoever. The Briska Rav probably thought for a second and says, well, it's obvious who you buy from. So who'd you buy from? If everything's the same, and one fellow's charging 60, one charging 50, you obviously should buy from the fellow who's selling for 60. She says, I don't know why. Like, if they're both the same, why should I go for the $60 mezuzahs? So he says, listen, income in Yerushalayim is very hard these days, right? If you're able to increase your income by 20% by putting on a gartel, you'd be crazy not to. Why would you buy mezuzahs from someone who's crazy? So, buy for the 60 to mezuzahs. So wearing a gartel, if it's not a major zach, get away with it. Nachsel in the Linyoneinu. So, Akdoma, this shayla, it's a very good shayla, this one about the gartel. It comes in many, many instances. I've heard shayla that Rabbeinu Tam fill in. People want to use situation power to try and get their loiva to improve his behavior. The reason why it's not so obviously going to be osir, seems like, you know, he's doing something for him, is because the benefit or the gain is not direct. The loiva happens to be doing an action for which the malva gains hano, benefit, he's happy for it. But there's no direct connection between the loive and the malva. He's putting on a gartel every morning, that doesn't actually affect malva directly. So this shaila is based on a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin describes how you're meant to get married. Now we all know the simplest way to get married is go under the chuppah, and you find the isha, and you give her a ring, and you say, "Hi, I'm a kadesh, sleep with the baz, look, that's no isha of Yisrael," you marry her. You give her a ring, and that is how you're married. There's an exchange. You give her the ring, and as consideration for the ring, she now is macking herself back to you, and you get her. That's very simple. There's four other ways as well to do it. The Gemara describes. So one way is called Adam Choshev. What's Adam Choshev? Adam Choshev is a person who does not normally accept presents. He's a Besser Mensch. For example, let's say you got a Hasidish Rebbe. You may understand. You know, you want to give the Hasidish Rebbe, let's say, a Becher. He's not taking it. It's got to be like a real nice Becher. Right? You want to give him $20. He's not taking it. Like, he's a Besser Mensch. Right? For him to take a present from you, that's a covet. Can I please give the Rebbe, you know, a present? I don't take. Okay, you know, pressure. So in such a situation where the one who's giving the present is actually gaining, because they say, "Hey, I gave so-and-so a present, he took it from me," that's a hano. In the case of Adam Choshuv, the lady can give the fellow a ring or something. Give him a watch. She give him a choshen watch. We saw how he took it from her. He can say to her, "Harry at Mekudeshesli, I married you, Bahanoah, with the benefit that I took the present from you. I don't normally take presents from anybody. If you came to give a present, I took it from you, that's a benefit. That Hanoah is something which he has given her. And since he's given her the Hanoah of taking it, that is called Adam Choshev, and that is how a Kiddushin can work. By him accepting from her, the Baal is the Adam Choshev, and she has a gain, she's happy that she got the honor that this fellow actually took something from her. That honor is worth money, and that is like the case of Kiddushin. The ring is worth money, the honor of accepting gift is also worth money. That is Adam Choshev. That's one way. Second way, Gemara says a case of Orev. What's Orev? So you have to imagine you're under the chuppah, and the chosen's there with his ring, and the cow's there ready, and she sees out the corner of her eye this poor young woman, Nebuch, very sad, no money at all. She's trying to collect a bit of money by the chuppah, you know, bring some food home, whatever the story is. And the woman says, she feels so moved, she says to the husband, "Listen, don't give me the ring, give it to her. She needs it more than I do. I've got 20 rings, I don't need any more rings." The fellow says, "Hayat mekudesh, I'm marrying you, betavazu, which I'm giving to that person." And that's a good kiddushin. That's a thing orev. What's orev? Orev situation normally is where a guarantor, I guarantee a loan. I tell a malva, "Listen, you lend so-and-so money, I'm the guarantor." Why does that obligate me to be guarantor? Because he spent money on somebody else. If he took money out of his pocket because I told him to, and the fact that it didn't go to me, went to somebody else, is irrelevant. Because the fact that he took money out of his pocket and gave it to somebody because I instructed him to do so, that is a hanor of Orev. And the Torah has a parsha of Orev, we find from Menachi Erevenu, Yuda was a guarantor. And therefore, the Torah teaches us that even if the ring does not go to the Kal, it goes to somebody else, under the Kal's instruction, the condition is still Chal. That even though the money went, this wrong person got it, wasn't the lady, someone else got it, it's still a good kiddushin. That is called kiddushin aday orev, hilchas orev. There's another way. Another way is as follows. You got the chosen and kal under the chuppah, and they're swaying away, and the kal standing there in a beautiful gown, and the chosen standing there in a threadbare suit, beat up hat, has no money at all. And he says, "I'd like to marry you, but I have no ring." So some rich uncle in the background says, "Don't worry, I'll give her the ring for you." And he gives her the ring. So, "Hi, I'm Mekudeshesli, you're married to the chosen." The uncle will say, "You are married because of the ring." That also works. That's it in Eved Kenaini. No, it's Eved Kenaini. I'm not saying that the uncle gave the chosen the ring. The uncle gave the ring direct to the kala. And he said to the kala, "I'm giving you this ring, and with that you're mekudesh to Pliny." That's Eved Kenaini. How does Eved Kenaini work? Eved Kenaini is a slave. A slave wants to go free. How does he go free? Pigeon. That means somebody has to give the odin, the master, the money, and once the master gets the money, in the consideration for the master receiving the money, is the eved goes free. Now normally, when you have a deal, it's between the buyer and the seller. The buyer will give money to the seller, and the seller gives the money back, the object, back to the buyer. Eved kenayni, someone else pays. The one who's acquiring is doesn't want to pay the money. So in the case of eved kenayni, let's say the eved's rich uncle gives money to the odin, and the odin gives the eved to himself. So in this case over here, the rich uncle gave the cow the money, and because of that, she was mekudesh to the chosin. Anyone could do that. Yeah, but I think the Torah is saying it didn't eved kenayni. This is halacha of eved kenayni. That's where the giver is somebody else. The case of orev is the one who receives the money is not the recipient, not the kala. In the case of Ekanayni, the one who gives the money is not the chosin, it's somebody else. That's four cases. You've got the standard case, Adam Choshuv, Orev, Eved Kenayni. The last case of the Gemara is Shnehem. What's Shnehem? Shnehem is where you have a combination of Orev and Eved Kenayni. What's that case? The case will be that Reuven will give to somebody else money because the Kala said so. That means that right. The way it works is like this: that Reuven, right, the Kala says, "Listen, I don't need money, right? So I don't need money. Someone else needs the money. So what we're going to have is Reuven will give money to a third party." Because the Kala said so. So now the Kala says to the Chosin, "Listen, I don't need the money, give it to this poor girl." Right? Chosin has no money. So the uncle says, "No problem, I'll pay." So the rich uncle gives the poor girl money, Kiddushin. Because why? Because that is somebody else is paying money on behalf of the Chosin, which is the rich uncle. Somebody else is getting the money, which is the poor girl. And the Kala arranged that. So that is a combination of both. That's Orev and Eved Kenayni together. And there's a good kiddushin. So the Rambam brings the halacha down. Rambam says the halacha where it's supposed to have both together, Orev and Eved Kenayni. Brother Mechaber as well, and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Chav Tes and Evan Ezer. Yeah, he says Omra Loi. She said to him, Ten dinner liploini. Oh no, sorry, wrong way. Ten, she says to the rich uncle, you give. Sorry, let's do it again. Both cases are falling. Omala, she says to the chosin, ten dinner liploini. You give so and so money. Let's catch aniloi. I'll marry him. The nosanloi. That's the other case. She says to the rich uncle. Right, now go right. She says to the rich uncle, you give the chosin money, and I'll marry him. That's Kisish name. I got it. Right. I knew there's someone else in the room. Ten money ploy and makadesh aniloi. How does that work? Because someone is giving money instead of the chosin, which is Eved Kenayni. That's ten money ploy and and someone else is getting the money because she said so. So you got both things together. You got poor recipient is the chosin. You've got the rich uncle giving the money. You've got Orev and Eved Kenayni working in tandem. And therefore, when he says, she says, ten dinner plenty, you give money to so-and-so. That means she says to the chosin, you give money to so-and-so. And the kash ani loy, I'll marry him because of that. Now he comes the chosin. That's both together. That's Orev and Eved Kenayni. The Orev part is because he spent money for her. The Eved Kenayni is because the actual chosin, the real husband, got money rather than her. So you have a recipient because she said so. You have a giver because she said so. And therefore she can marry that fellow. That's how she works with the money, it comes to us. That is the din of Orev and Eved Kenayni together. That's the Nishneim. It works. The question is, who does the speech? Because we know by Kiddushin, someone says, Hari at Mukudeshes Li. So the Rambam, Bodan Mechaber, says that either the one who's giving the money, let's say the rich uncle is giving the money on behalf of the poor chosin, or even the poor chosin himself can do the speech. He will say, Hari amukdeshes li, Banas matanazur shekibalti. The poor chassan says, listen, I'll marry you because I got a ring from your uncle and you're so happy that I got this ring because you want to give me money. Because that's what's going to make you happy. So you give me the ring. I'm going to accept the ring because of you. By accepting the ring, that hana will make you married to me. Because I gave you the hana. I've got to give you something. I've given you the hana.
How can uncle say it?
The uncle can say it because the uncle says, because you are accepting, she said to her, the uncle says, you are married to Pliny because I gave him a ring.
He's going
to say it. Now, the kasha is pumperket. The Rashba asks on this Rambam, he says, 1 second. Is actually doing the marrying over here? Who's going? The answer is she. So who did she speak to? She told the rich uncle. She said to the rich uncle, you give so and so money because of me. So that means the rich uncle is the one who's actually giving the consideration. He's taking the money, the ring, doesn't give it to her, gives it to somebody else. But he is giving the money. If he is the one who's doing it, he's the purchaser. He's buying it. He's just saying that I should go to somebody else. Hey, it's like drop shipping. I'm telling somebody else, someone's doing something. I tell the company, you know, I want to buy something from you, and they tell someone else, drop ship it to me. So essentially, the purchaser is the uncle. It's his money. The kesef kiddushin. What's the money? Kiddushin needs a pruta, a ring, something which is worth money. That is the money the uncle is spending on her. So that money, he's the purchaser. He's giving that to the poor chosen. And that is the din of Oyv Eved Kenani together. Because he gave money to the third party. He is the purchaser. It's not the chosen. The chosen only accepted the present. Frank the Rashba, according to the Gemara's case, where you got the rich chi, telling the rich uncle, give it to a third party, that is the din of Eved Kenani, that's the din of Shneim. Because the money is the case of Kedushin. If the chosen is the one who speaks, the actual guy who's getting married, the poor chosen, right? That's not Eved Kenani Shneim or Eved. That's Adam Choshuv. That can only work if it's worthwhile. We said that if somebody accepts a ring from the Kala, that works as Adam Choshuv. You know, the Chassidish Rebbe, please take this ring from me. You know, a woman has that desire. She wants to give something to some Choshen. Give him a ring. Make sure he bakes some homemade cakes. She'll be so happy. Please take this cookies I made. I'll be so happy you take them from me. I'll marry you for them. That's what Isha wants. We could condition. But that's Adam Choshev. That's not Din Shneihem. Frag the Rashba on the Rambam. How can you tell me the case of the Gemara of Shneihem, where the rich uncle is giving the poor Chosin because of her? How can you tell me that the poor Chosin can speak? That's not Shneihem. That's Adam Choshev. And secondly, Frag the Rashba, 1 second, the Gemara says nothing about Adam Choshev. Everybody it can work. If the rich chosin, the rich uncle, gives the poor chosin money because she said so, that works even if he's not Adam Choshev, anybody at all. So the Rashi says it doesn't work that way. The person doing the speech has to be only the rich uncle. Because he is giving the money, it's not going to the Kala, it's going to somebody else, but he is one giving the money, he is one who has to do the speech. Hi, I'm a Kadesh, it's the Pliny, but Tabazu, Shanazatli Pliny.
It's Hanoch and the woman, she organized it.
She has to get a hana.
She got a hana because she organized the uncle to give him money.
Yeah, who gave the money? The uncle gave the money. So therefore the uncle has to do the speaking. The Kala got the hana. The uncle was the hana of Orev. What's the Orev? That she gave money on her, because he told us to lay out money. If I tell someone to lay out money, that's a mechayv of Orev. If I tell you lend money to Pliny, that's a chiv of a guarantor. If I tell somebody, when if she says to the uncle, go so and so the money, she's mekudeshes to the fellow because he laid that money for her. The chiddush over here is that she said, don't give it to me, give it to somebody else. So you've got both things working in tandem. She said, give money to somebody else, that's Orev, and the fellow accepted her because her. So the hana is essentially, the hana, she's talking then. But the hana is that the poor chosin got the money. That's Eved Kenani. She wants someone else to get the money, that's Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani means that rather she getting the hana, someone else can get the hana, and it's like hers. But that has to be a real hana over here. So the hana is that the poor chosin got the money, like the Eved Kenani got the money, he went free. The chiddush of the Torah is that even if she doesn't get it, she can still mekadesh. Now if I want to sell you an item, I say, pay him, I'll give back the item to you. Where's the kinyan? That's a kesef is koine. I say, you pay him, I'll give you the item. You give him the money. What's mechayev me to give the item? Because the hana that he got it is ever kenaini. That's ever kenaini the kikinyan. Where's the kinyan otherwise? What shaykhs do I have because you give him the money? I'm mechayev to the money because of orev. But the chayvets, I have to make them because of ever kenaini. Because someone else is because someone else is koine. Every time he changes the noise, and who is giving, who's makne. So I don't need to get the money from you. He gets the money from you, I'm makne the item to you. The wrong recipient still works. So over here, in this case over here, the Isha, right, she said, so and so, you marry him. So he's not Olam Choshuv. He's a regular person, the poor chosin. So therefore the Hano of the rich uncle giving the money is not Adam Choshnik Hano. It's a regular din of Orev Eved Kenayni. He laid out money, different giver, different recipient, Mekudeshes. So the Magen Mishnah explains the following. The Magen Mishnah says like this. Why does Adam Choshev work? So why does Adam Choshev work? Like, how does it work? Because she gave something to an Adam Choshev, she's Mekudeshes. Right? I'm so happy the Chassidish Rebbe took the present from me, Mekudeshes. Why is Adam Eina Choshev work? She's the same Hana. This lady baked these beautiful cookies, nice chocolate chip cookies. She's looking for someone to go and taste them and eat them. She finds some hungry, eligible young fellow. Says, listen, do you want a cookie? I'll give them the, I'll be sorry, you take them from me, eat me, I'm out with that Hana. So she's also very Nehne. She's also very happy. She gave the cookies up. So why then is Adam Eina Choshev not Mekudesh, it's the same Hana, she's very happy about it. What's the difference? Magen Mishnah says the following teretz. He says, it's true, there is a Hana, she does benefit, she's very happy to give the cookies to somebody, but the reason why she will not Mekudesh with that is because she has a net loss. Because the benefit of someone taking her cookies is outweighed by the value of the cookies themselves. The cookies cost money. I need to outweigh that. And because she has to have that game. If you go into a chuppah and a chassid says to a kala, listen, I'll sell you a ring, £500. She's not Mekudeshes. Why? She has a net loss. Right? She got a ring, but she gave £500 for it. Net loss. Not Mekudeshes. She has to gain in the exchange. If she loses in the exchange, she's not Mekudeshes. She didn't gain anything. Adam Choshev is worth a shoputa. Adam Sheein Choshev is not. She gets a hano, but it's worth less than the cookies. Because worth less than the cookies, so maybe that she will not be Mekudeshes. Adam Choshev is pshat that it's worth more. Adam Sheein Choshev is worth less. So therefore she's not Mekudeshes. Zog the Magen Mishnah, I only have this for being worth less if she's laying out the money. But if someone else is laying out the money, she has no loss. She has no net loss altogether. She has a net gain, the Hana. So even though it's a minimal Hana, it's only a Tovis Hana, that someone, that the poor person got the money, but that's enough. Because it means any Choshev, Shumer Kodeshes. I don't need Adam Choshev if she has no net loss from the cookies. She didn't give her cookies, wasn't her money. So that's money. She has a net gain. Even though it's a minimal net gain, it's enough for her to be Mekudeshes. That's the Magen Mishnah. The Avnei Miluim, they're all being very stark on the Magen Mishnah. They don't like the Magen Mishnah at all because there's no Makor for it. Adam Choshev doesn't say anywhere that Adam Sheein Choshev Mekudesh is a whole sword net loss, net gain. Again, happiness is a Hana, not a Hana. Nachshon Yonein, right? We have to skip a lot. We make another shiur this one. The Nekuda over here is what's going to get to us? What's going to get to us is as follows. Why is she Mekudeshes if the rich uncle gave the poor chosin something? So the answer is, but the chora, that's nothing to do with her. Someone else got money. Makes her happy. But might make her happy, but that's something which is self-engineered. She has put herself into a situation where she's happy. Like, why are you happy? You have no net gain, essentially. Something makes you happy, but it's not right to you. That's your own work. She happens to be a worked on person. She has rachmanis on this poor chosin. And because she has rachmanis, she's happy when that poor chosin gets a gain. But that's nothing that went direct to her. She put herself in a situation where she will have hana from a certain activity going on, but it's nothing to do with her, essentially. I give her this moshul, Rabbi. What Chamila gave us a moshul like this to explain this. He said, imagine you've got two fellows. One fellow, let's say they're both 70 years old. One fellow gets up for shacharis in the morning. Well, rolls the shul, 7 o'clock in the morning, no problem at all. Other fellow wakes up at 6:30, tosses and turns in bed out. Yetzirah says, stay in bed, backwards, forwards. Eventually, he gets out of bed, great struggle, and makes it till 7 o'clock in the morning. They both came at 7 o'clock in the morning. Now, who gets more schar? The fellow got straight in? From Sarah Agra? The fellow struggled. So come to Shemaim, the fellow got there easily and says to Shemaim, one second, I did that struggle when I was 15 years old in yeshiva. I was coached by Yetzer. Can't be, I don't get schar because I already worked on it. This fellow's been there his whole life, now he's working on it. I did it 60 years ago. It's a good timer. Why? You're not going to lose because you already got that. You got that, Hano. If I work on myself, that's my kinyan. It's not someone else. I lose that. That's my schar. It's a good time that you talk, get the schar. If you work on that thing now, you don't lose later on because the woman's had agra. You did that agra then, and you gain the whole time from it. Who are they over here? If this lady has worked on herself, she gets a hana. She's happy the poor chosen got something, the poor girl got something. That hana is still something which she's worked on herself. So it's not direct. Zogd, the Rambam, that's good kiddushin. Imai odom eini choshev. Zogd Rashba, no. By an Adam Choshev, that's a real Tagba Hano. The whole world has that Hano. Everybody in the world would be happy to give the Chassidish Rebbe a present, because it doesn't take from anybody. It's worth money. Maybe you need protection to give it. Protection costs money. But it's something which is a real tangible value. Adam Eini Choshev is her personal preference. She wants to give someone. But it's not really essentially Hano. Your personal preference, according to Rashba, is not called the Hano. According to Rambam, it is called the Hano. Rashba says it's not called the Hano. In our situation, if you now want your son-in-law to put on a girdle, like, where are you coming from? Like, why do you care what he does? So according to the Rambam, your personal preference is called a Hana. In fact, it will be also. Because he's ma'aseh, he's doing something he's doing a nat ma'aseh because the Shver said so, and the Shver is getting a Hana from it. But according to the Rashba, the Shver's own cranking can't make something also for the chosen to do. He'll do what he wants. If the shver wants to gain a benefit, makes him happy, that's the shver's own business. But the chosen is doing something which is completely irrelevant of the shver. And as Zoyvi Kabbalah's Adam Eini Choshuv, that happens to be the crank of the noising. It's not called the Hanor according to the Rashba, not Mekudesh under any circumstances. Who are they over here? If the shver wants to put in a gartel, the fact the shver gains a Hanor from it, can't say, I give the shver anything, I give the shver nothing at all. Not going to be giving in the shver anything. I do what I want. And therefore, according to Rashi, come out attacking Noma Kodeshes. Halach Lemaisa, Rabbi Yashi attacking Kobis in Shurim, attacking Ramez Simcha in Kedushim, attacking Moe, they all don't go with the Rambam. The Rambam is a very Mechudushik thing, and Pashas attack is something which is completely independent, cannot be relied upon to be called a real Hana. If it's not the Hana, then attack Muhammad is attacking Mutzer. You have many cases like this where you have someone which is completely Zaitik Hana. I do it to myself. The Hana is only Hana because the person worked in themselves. It's not like the Mekawas got the noise gave anything to him. If I work in myself, that's my own business, and therefore it's not called Hana, which is going from the Lord to the Malva, and therefore the Chayyush should come and attack as Mutzer. Amen.